Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, the scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the Gospel according to Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning with verse 13 to the end. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to the end. We will first sing from Psalter 75, stanzas 1, 4, 5, and 6. O Lord, to Thee I cry, Thou art my rock and trust. O, be not silent, lest I die and slumber in the dust. 1, 4, 5, and 6 of Psalter 75.
Thank you. Before we read from Scripture, we will read the law of God. And God spake all these words, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 13. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Thus far.
We hope to remember in prayer this morning Mr. and Mrs. Mike Clausen, who were blessed with a well-born girl in this past week. Braden Grisnick, who has come home from the hospital and is awaiting results of tests. Reverend Bazin, whose surgery went well in this past week. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we may acknowledge thee for the sparing of our life, even to this very moment. Each and every one of us who are given in this morning to see the light of a new day, when also the callings around us have been so many, as has been experienced also in this our community in the weeks that have gone by, when thou hast also taken away a young man from the midst of us. O Lord, wilt thou remember those that mourn, and others also that have lost their loved ones. And these callings, they come unto us day after day, and also in a special way unto our young people. Oh, that thou may give in a day of grace and in a time of salvation, eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand. For we are dead in sins and in trespasses, and it is in these times that it becomes so evident, when we can so easily take up our labors and take up all our pleasures in this world again, stopping but for a moment to consider and to stand in awe, but our hearts being drawn by that prince of darkness, who is saying unto us that it shall not come unto you. Oh, then the truth of thy holy word must be experienced in the heart of each and every one of us. The power of thy Holy Spirit to renew us from the dead unto a life that shall begin here below and that shall never, never end. Oh, that that concern may be born in the hearts of each and every one. For the need of our soul, traveling to a great and never-ending eternity, that we may be given eyes to see where we have come from, our creation by thy hand, and what thou hast spoken concerning it. Behold, it is very good. And how that we have left thee and our father Adam, choosing the way of the prince of darkness, over all the blessedness of obedience to thy law, all choosing to be independent from thee, choosing to go our own way, to be our own God, and to choose ourselves what is right and wrong, and that we would not have to subject ourselves unto our Maker and Creator anymore. Oh, that thou may give in this day a true sorrow by the power of thy Holy Spirit, that we may be given to see that we have left thee our Maker, and that that sorrow may be born, and that desire that we may return again into thy blessed communion. O Lord, that is the work of thee. It is a sovereign work. It is a work that is most powerful, but at the same time most delightful. Oh, it is a work that is efficacious. It is also a work that is ineffable, that is not to be able to be described in words. So it is experienced in the heart of those who may know it for themselves. Oh, that it may be known by young and old in our midst. To whom else, O Lord, can we go? And we are traveling upon that broad way that we have heard about already in these moments. Out of thy holy word, by nature traveling without a care and without a concern. And any time that we are able, as has been seen among us, to drop from this life and to enter into that great eternity. And when we have no foundation under our feet, and then we shall sink away into that eternal abyss, there to be without thee forever and forever. Oh, that thou may give a true concern to be born amongst young and old. For thou hast all power given unto thee, O Lord, in heaven and in earth. And thou hast finished the work that was given unto thee to do. And when thou hast been upon that cross and thou hast cried out, it is finished, so that there is nothing that needs to be added anymore. And thou hast ascended into thy place upon thy throne, and all things are in thy hand. Oh, the prince of darkness that is too strong for us. But Lord, he is not too strong for thee. Oh, thou art able to speak but the word only. And we shall be healed, each and every one. Oh, we beseech thee, then in this morning hour, that we may be recipients of the blessed power of thy Holy Spirit, that it may not be forever words unto us, mere words that are coming to our ears, and that it may not be for all eternity a savor of death unto death. But when thou wilt give thy Spirit in this morning, and the power of thy Spirit to thy word, then it shall penetrate into the innermost recesses of our hearts. Oh, how we shall go out different from this place than that we have come in, smiting upon our breast. Oh, when that arrow will have entered, then we will say, carry me out of the battle. For I am sore wounded. Then we shall begin to go over this world weeping and crying because of our iniquity and sin. Oh, we beseech it of thee, Lord, that we may not only be able to read of this way in thy word and to read it in the books that have been written by our forefathers, but that there may be mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, oh, that there may be children, young and old, in whose life that it becomes real and that it becomes evident, and whose mouth one day also may go open to say, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will tell you what he has done unto my soul. Lord, remember us. Look upon thy children. Oh, could it please thee to lead and to guide them into all thy truth. And then thou who hast begun that good work, thou shalt also finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, they cannot always see it. No, they are so often sitting in the prison house. And so often they must say that their way that is hid from the Lord, but it is not hid from thee. Oh, thou waitest, thou withholdest thy hand. And it is for thy own wise reasons. Oh, they know it not, Lord. But could it please thee to lead them more and more into the way of thy truth, and that thy word may be given to go open by the opening of thy Holy Spirit, that they may be given more and more to despair of self and all that is from their sight. That they also may have revealed unto them the blessedness and the power of that cross and that blood that has been shed thereupon. Oh, give eyes to see it, give hearts to believe it, and give a place in the heart to receive it. And then there shall be joy in thy house, a beginning here in the life of thy children, and that also shall be experienced to all eternity. Oh, look upon us also as thy servant. And when it is our task to bring thy word, Lord, thou knowest, and that from our side that we have nothing. Oh, thou didst give unto thy disciples the bread which thou breakest and the fishes, they were few. Oh, thou didst multiply them, and this we stand in need of from thee time and again. Oh, wilt thou raise us up further that we may do all the labors of our hands, if it could be thy will in the midst of this our flock. Bless that which we do attempt. Also the testing that has been done and that continues, and all that the doctors attempt, Lord, could it please thee to bless the means for our complete recovery. And may thou give that we may also be a blessing by thy providence in the midst of this our flock. Wilt thou remember all the needy. Thou knowest all, each and every one of them. Thy servant who did receive surgery in the week that is gone by. Wilt thou give thankful hearts that thou hast brought him through. But then there needs to be healing by thee. Wilt thou give in these weeks to come a little rest from all the many labors of his hands. And wilt thou return him unto his flock once again in thy appointed time. Wilt thou feed him also out of thy word of truth. Remember the young boy who has come home from the hospital. Thou knowest all that the doctors attempt and what still they do not know. O Lord, help them. Give them wisdom. Thy servant did say, by the power of thy spirit, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally. Oh, could it please thee also to remember the doctors in this case, and remember that boy and his parents. Oh, give him patience, give him submission, and teach him some of those most necessary lessons, may it be, in the very days of his youth. Wilt thou humble the parents also that have been blessed with a well-born child in the week that is gone by? Strengthen mother and child. Give that it may be a child born to be born again. And wilt thou bless them together as a family. Look upon each and every one of the needy, for there are many, those we mention by name, but there are many, we mention them not all by name. Thou knowest their names, thou knowest their places, and thou knowest their crosses, and thou knowest their afflictions, afflictions of the mind, afflictions of the body. Supply, O Lord, and give those afflictions of the soul, which may be for their profit. Look upon us then, also in this morning hour. Help us, O Lord, to bring this little portion of thy word. Oh, may we be given an earnestness from thee, but may especially thy word have a free course among us. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 416, stanzas 1, 2, and 7. As the heart about to falter, in its trembling agony panteth for the brooks of water, so my soul doth pant for thee. And what follows the last collection today is for the periodicals. Psalter 416, 1, 2, and 7. Congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour, you can find in that portion of God's Word which was read to you, Matthew chapter 7, and thereof the verses 24 through 27. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, in which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So far the words of our text. Our theme is profession tried by storm. First, we wish to consider the parable, and afterwards the meaning, the spiritual meaning of this parable. Profession tried by storm. First, the parable. Second, its spiritual meaning. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. What is the congregation that is a storm? That is not just a light storm, a little storm. No, but here the Lord Jesus, he is describing a very great storm, a terrific storm that is bringing rain, that is bringing wind, that is bringing floods. Typical of the monsoon rains that were customary in those regions. Maybe that some of you have seen the pictures of the tsunami that was in Japan and the very awful destruction that has come unto those poor people. The storm. And what does that storm reveal? Because the Lord Jesus, he is speaking here about two houses that are being built. And now when the sun is shining, then there is no difference to be seen in these two houses. Perhaps both of them are very beautiful. But then that storm is coming. And that storm is revealing something. It is revealing something about the foundation. It is revealing something about what is underneath that house, what is supporting that house. That storm that is revealing something about the presence of a foundation, the strength of a foundation. Then it becomes evident whether that house that has been built upon a rock or whether that house that has been built upon no foundation, upon the sand. Thus, there is much that is revealed in the storm that was never known in that day that that sun was shining. Much revealed about what is underneath. much revealed about what is supporting. And the Lord Jesus, he is telling this parable for a reason. What is that reason? It is congregation to us a warning. It is a most solemn, it is a most serious warning that the Lord Jesus, he has given in his time and given to be written in his holy book that may come also to us and to our children. It is a warning concerning foundations. That is not, boys and girls, the foundations that are sitting under our houses for this world. But the Lord Jesus is giving a warning to each and every one of us, not only to those who are old, but also to those who are young, a warning concerning a foundation for our soul. What does he say? He says that there is a storm coming. He says that it is not always going to continue as it is this day. And when the sun is shining and when we are continuing day by day our life in this world, and then for how many really without a concern? No, the Lord Jesus is speaking about a storm that is coming. And that storm, that is a trial. That storm that is going to be our test. That storm is that which is going to reveal something about each and every one of us. About what? Well, about our house. About our house. And what is our house? Our house, that is our profession. It is our profession of our religion. It is that which is outward. It is that which is seen by everyone that is around us. What does the Lord Jesus say about it? He says that this is those that hear the word. They hear. Thus, we all hear. And then we are willing to hear. And then we are perhaps doing this in a faithful way, that we are coming up under the word of God to hear. Thus, we have an outward profession. And maybe it is beautiful. We hope that it is beautiful. We hope that it is without spot. Because Jude says that we must hate the garment even that is spotted by the flesh. But the Lord Jesus is speaking here about those who he says they hear, but they do not do. They hear and they do not. What is the doing? That is the substance. That is the truth. That is before God. Thus, what is he speaking about? He is speaking about a profession, an outward profession that has nothing in it. An outward profession that is absolutely empty. That is beautiful before others. And it is worth nothing before the Lord of all the earth. A profession that is lacking uprightness. A profession that is lacking truth. What does James say? He says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And then the Lord Jesus, he is here warning And he is saying unto the professors, not unto all the world, but he is saying unto the church, the visible church, professing their religion, that a storm is coming, and that that religion that is going to be tried, and in that trial, we're going to see whether there is a foundation or whether there is no foundation to your religion. And there are many trials. All we have to do is go from house to house. There are many trials. But the Lord Jesus, he is especially speaking of the great trial. That is that trial wherein you and I are soon going to be appearing before the Lord, before the judge of all the earth. The trial, the storm, when we will come there. Because there will be nothing of our whole life in our outward deeds, the words that we have spoken, the thoughts, the meditations of our hearts upon our beds, nothing that shall be hid from him and that is not written in his book. Oh, how was that? When Ananias and Sapphira, they have appeared before the Apostle Peter, and by the Spirit of the Lord, Peter, he may say unto them, why hath Satan filled your heart to lie unto the Holy Ghost? Or in that trial, then the foundation of what looked to all men like a fair religion, the foundation was evident. It was sand. And then they have quickly fallen. That house that was so fair, that has quickly fallen. And they have descended into the pit. Can you understand? Pilgrim, he says unto the minister, he says, I am trembling. Why? Because, he says, I am reading in this book. Do you read in that book, too, boys and girls? The book of God, the Holy Word of God. He says, I read in there. And do you know what it says? It says, I have to die. I have to die, and I have to appear before God. And he said, I cannot do the first. And I dare not do the second. I cannot die. And I do not dare to stand before God. And the rain descended. And the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell. And great was the fall of it. Oh, the Lord Jesus, then he shows of that house where there is no foundation, of that house where there is only a hearing, and where there is no substance, where there is only a doing, that it is going to fall. And that fair profession that will go from one moment, it is going to crumble. And it is going to descend into that eternal pit where hope shall never come and where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And great, great was the fall of it. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. The trial. Congregation, the Ephraimites, they fought against Jephthah and the Gileadites without success. We read the Gileadites, they took the passages of Jordan. And then when an Ephraimite, And he came to Jordan. There those Gileadites were standing. Then they wanted to know who they were. They said, "Are you an Ephraimite?" Then you understand, children, those Ephraimites, they were afraid. Because when they would be known to be an Ephraimite, then they would die. And then what did many of them say? "No, I am not an Ephraimite." Then they had a test. They said, "Say Shibboleth. Say Shibboleth." And they could not. They could not say it. The Bible says they could not frame to pronounce it right. And there they were, standing in the trial, in the storm. And there was no foundation. And thus, in one moment, they were slain. All that was based not on who they pretended to be. No, because in that moment they could pretend no more. They could not hide it anymore. And when that exam did come, well, congregation, who is going to escape this trial? Paul says the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Every man, boy and girl, their religion, their profession, you and me, every minister, every elder, every deacon, they're going to be tried what their profession is. Oh, how many of us, fearful thought, how many of us will in that day of trial be shown to be lacking a foundation? It was empty. An empty profession. It was without substance. We heard, we did not do. And then there is no standing. There is no standing in the storm, congregation, without a foundation. Then the building that is utterly going to fall. But we have entered already into our second thought, that is that spiritual meaning. Do you tremble? Oh, do you tremble? Does your heart tremble to think that your outward profession could be without substance, that you could be without a foundation for your soul for a never-ending eternity? The Lord Jesus, he is telling of a man who is building his house, and he says that man, he is digging. The Bible says that he is digging deep in the earth. Or we see his friend. He is already building long time. The walls have gone up. The house, the ceiling, the roof that has been placed. The interior that has all been done to perfection. His family and his friends, they are already invited. And they are rejoicing together. Congregation, it is a fair profession. It is a people that are speaking. They are opening their mouth to speak about the work of the Lord in their life. Oh, so free. And then they have no question, but that they have had an impression in their life. And therefore, and because they have had a tear, because they have had a sorrow, because they have had a joy, then they are speaking. And then they are telling of the work of the Lord and the experience of their life. Oh, then it is a people. They are reading the Word of God. And then they are finding that there are promises in that word of God. And then they are taking those promises of the Lord unto themselves. Oh, then they are not afraid, no. But then they are looking for rest. They are looking for peace. Then there is no desire to labor. Or maybe they can boast of a good character. Or perhaps they have a life that no one can say anything. Or perhaps they live in a way that is more moral than all the church. Or then they are speaking and they are not afraid. And because they are not afraid, then they are not digging. They think that it is not necessary to dig because they have no desire to labor. No, they are looking for the blessings and the truth of it. Well, that is to them actually pushed away. Maybe they have a converted father or a converted mother. They have a converted grandfather, a converted grandmother. Oh, then they think surely, then also that blessing that will be coming unto me. Then it is even possible that their loved ones, in a moment where they were not watching themselves, and that they have built them up in an unwise way. Or then it can be that they have received a good word from one of the children of God, which they have taken to say, oh, the church, they think it well of me. And then if it is this minister, or if it is this elder, or if it is this child of God, and he speaks well of it, and he says it is the work of the Lord, oh, then he is at ease. Then there is no desire to be uncovered. Actually, they become angry if you deal honestly. And when there is a warning from God's servants, then there is a deaf ear. Congregation, it is for them a sunny day. A sunny day. There is not yet a trial. And they think that it is going to continue to be a sunny day. Or is that also our life? This other man is still digging. He is still digging. Or maybe he is mocked. You are too precise. It is written in the Word of God. You must now believe it from the Word of God. Because that Word of God, that is so true. And now you must believe it also of yourself. Look at this, look at this, look at this in your life. And yet he does not dare. He does not dare to receive it and to say so quickly that it is the Spirit's work. Oh, he does not dare to take a place at that holy supper of the Lord. Perhaps where that people of the Lord, they are gathering together, though there are things that he must say he is not able to deny. What does he have? He has fears. Fears. Fears of what? Fears that it is empty. Fears that he is a hypocrite. Fears that he is a hearer only. That there is only form. That there is no substance. That he is not a doer. That it was nothing, that it is nothing, and that it shall never be anything in my life. Oh, how many times do that people and not have to say with Newton, 'tis the thing I long to know, and oft it causes anxious thoughts. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I His or am I not? All those fears that are living in the heart of that people. And it is those fears that are making that people to do as the Lord Jesus is saying that this man is doing when he is digging. When he is digging deep. Why? Oh, then he reads, as we have read together, every tree, every good tree that brings forth good fruit. Then he looks in his life. And what does he find? He cannot find good fruit. No, he finds evil fruit. He says, oh, and when I come in the trial, then this tree that is going to be cut down. And so he is digging ever deeper. Why? Because his eye is upon that storm. When he is building his house, then he knows, then he feels that it is not always going to remain a sunny day. And one day there will be a trial, and the foundation of it is going to be discovered. And thus he is seeking it. Or he is digging. Seeking what? A foundation. A foundation whereupon that his house can be built that will not fall with that storm. And then he comes to see something. Or it is sufficient as a foundation that he has received the good opinion of men. Then it is not sufficient as a foundation what the minister, the consistory, God's children, what they are saying and what they are thinking about me. Oh no. Then he says, I must dig. And I must dig deeper. Oh, then he tries to do right. He tries to do according to the law of God, the God of all the earth, before whom he has to appear on that great day of days, to separate himself from his iniquity, that he may be able to appear before him. Oh, then he thinks sometimes that he is that is going in a good direction. And then the Lord comes more and more to expose everything that is living within him, so that he has to say that all his righteousnesses, they are as filthy rags, that there is no foundation there. There is nothing there for me to stand upon in that great day of days. Then he reads, as we have read together, in the holy word of God, what the Lord Jesus did declare, that many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not in thy name cast out devils? Have we not in thy name done many wonderful works? Then he is given to see that there is in it no foundation to stand upon for that great eternity. And so, congregation, he cannot build yet. Or every time he thinks that he can build, and then he finds that he has not that foundation. And thus he is still digging. Are you still digging? Are you still digging? Or have you not even yet begun to dig? What is he looking for? Oh, he is digging. He is digging until he may find something that his soul may experience, that it may rest upon. That it may rest upon. Until he finds something that is firm, that is firmer than his own self-righteousness, that is firmer than his own wisdom, that is firmer than his own strength, that he is digging until his soul does find the work of a triune God. The work of a triune God that is sworn in eternity. Oh, he is digging until he finds a decree. A decree of the Father already from eternity. Oh, then he is digging until he finds a covenant. A covenant that is sworn by both the Father and the Son. And what does he find? He finds something so firm, so firm. He experiences that upon this and upon this only his soul can rest. Oh, he is digging until he finds an obedient surety, a suffering mediator. He is digging until he finds an active and a passive obedience of the Son of God. Oh, he is digging until he finds that innocent, spotless lamb who is able in truth to say, which of you convinceth me of sin? Oh, he is digging until he may find cross upon which the Son of God has poured out his blood and upon which he has declared it is finished. He is digging until he finds a mediator who has risen from the dead and who has satisfied the justice of God. Oh, he is digging until he finds that upon which the triune God himself can rest. Then he finds a foundation. He is digging till he finds the work, the true, the genuine work of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Also in his own life. But let us sing first. Psalter 161, 1, 4, 6, and 8. My soul in silence waits for God. My Savior he has proved. He only is my rock and tower. I never shall be moved. 1, 4, 6, and 8 of 161. and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Congregation, what is the foundation now upon which you are building for that great eternity that is coming? Because soon the rains are going to descend, and the floods are going to come, and the winds are going to blow upon our house, upon our profession. And what is that now going to reveal concerning us? The Lord Jesus, in his word, he has told a parable of a man and that was asked, "Friend, how camest thou in hither without a wedding garment?" There was the trial. There was the storm. Do you know what we read of that man? He was speechless. He had not a word to say. And when he could not answer, then we read he was bound hand and foot, and he was cast into outer darkness. Peter said to Simon Magus, "I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Thou hast no part or lot in this matter, for thine heart is not right before God." Heart not right. O congregation, are you building upon a rock? Or is our profession, is that all built upon the sand? There is a foundation that is outside of us, that is in Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is that only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Paul says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." But congregation, there also must be a foundation laid in our heart. It is not enough that that objective foundation is there. No. We need to know a personal union with the Son of God. And what do we need for this? Oh, then there is a foundation that must be laid in the knowledge of our misery. That is what Pliable lacked over against Christian. When they came out both with a profession from that city of destruction. But oh, remember that what could not be seen in Pliable, that was uncovered in that little storm already in his life. And that that man never entered at the wicked gate without that foundational knowledge of who we are in our natural state. We can never come to know that blessed knowledge of the Son of God aright, whom to know is eternal life. No, the objective is not enough. Will you remember it, young people? Oh, we need to be standing also on the foundation of a subjective union with the Son of God. What does that mean? That means room must be made for Him within the hearts of young and old. That means that He must become necessary in our life. That means that He must become precious unto us, and He is not by nature. Oh, let our own heart testify before God this day. That means that the Son of God must be made suitable unto you and unto me. How many times did the Lord Jesus not declare it in His own word? Because He said, the whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. What do you think, young people? Did the Lord Jesus ever turn anyone away? What do you think? Yes, He did. Oh, yes, He did. Read it in the Word of God. I see a rich young ruler. He came to the Lord Jesus and he said to him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. And the Lord Jesus said to him, go. Read it. Go. And sell all that thou hast. Oh, but there was in that man no need for the Lord Jesus Christ. Did He turn anyone away that came to Him in a need? No. But He has invited them, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Oh, the historical knowledge alone, congregation of the blessed Son of God, that is a blessed thing above all the people in the world. How blessed we are. But that knowledge alone, that is a sandy foundation. All we need, the experimental knowledge of Christ in our heart. For our own soul, that is more than notion, something must be known and felt. When that publican, when he smote upon his breast, and he cried out, and he said, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner, there was more than notion, something was known and felt. When Isaiah cried out, woe is me, because I am undone, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Oh, then there was something known and felt. And congregation, when balm is applied in such wounds, and then something also is known and felt. Children, oh, then you will know it. When you have a wound, and when there is much pain, and then there is a balm put in that wound, then it is taking away the pain, and you feel something, you experience something, you can tell about it. How that was for you, not only the pain of that wound, but you can also tell how good that was in that time that balm was applied. We read in the Bible, there was a man who was born blind. He was questioned after he was healed. He did not know so much of the Lord Jesus Christ, no. But that man, he could say, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, he said, now I see. Congregation, the world is ignorant. The world is so ignorant of the joy that is experienced in the heart of those who may receive a blessed revelation of the Son of God in a sin-sick soul. Do you know what Isaiah, he says? He says, then shall the lame man leap as in heart, and the tongue of the dumb shall see. Then we see that man at the gate beautiful, and then he is healed, and we see he is entering into the temple of the Lord, leaping, and he is jumping, and he is praising God. Oh, when the Lord is showing unto that people to whom sin is abounding, that grace does much more abound than congregation something that is known and felt. And then they feel, they see, they experience there is a foundation here. There is a foundation. And when the Lord is showing unto them what that foundation is for their soul, oh, then they are seeking. They are seeking that they also may be founded, that they may be grounded on this foundation, this sure rock, this sure foundation that shall never be wiped away. Then by a refuge-taking faith, they may experience something of that blessed certainty, but then they want to know more. They are seeking that they may come to a more certain knowledge for themselves of that blessed surety, and that they may know, as we read in the life of Job, that my Redeemer liveth, because it is one thing when we have been called into the court to receive a promise of that surety. There is great comfort in it. And many of God's children, they are living in that time with hope upon that promise. But there are so many often fears in the night. Congregation, when a man is brought into that court, and when the judge is speaking, and he is delivering him on the basis of justice and the satisfaction of his only begotten Son, and when he is speaking, deliver him from going down into the pit, before I have found a ransom, then the people, they go out of that court free, in liberty, for the state that is no more in question. Though there is still much grief over their sin, yet they may know that they are founded and that they are grounded upon that rock. Oh, is there greater comfort for a person who is going through this world sometimes than that people, they may look up and they may say, oh Lord, come. Oh, Lord, come quickly. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. O congregation, the truth, the truth, the truth of our profession, the uprightness, the substance, not the form, is going to be tried. Then it is going to be known by that trial whether we are built upon a rock. Without that foundation, our house that goes up quickly, because we can skip the first part, and we do not need to dig, but it is certainly going to fall. And how great, oh, how great shall be the fall of it when, as a professing member of the church, with an outward good life that is good, very good, when we shall fall in one moment into that bottomless pit, and great shall be the fall of it. Oh, the Lord forbid, for any one of us, young and old together, ask the Lord to make us upright before him, that we may know what is the knowledge of our misery, that he may reveal unto us that foundation whereupon we can stand in that day of that storm. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, thou knowest us, for there is a hypocrisy. There is that which is not genuine. Oh, there is a Phariseeism, and there is every wrong thing living in our hearts. Oh, that thou may give us to dig, and that thou thyself would dig, and wilt thou open it unto us that we may see it. But oh, that thou may give us also to find that solid rock, whereupon thy church is standing, and in which thy judgment the storm shall never wipe away. Oh, give us to seek it, because our life is serious, and because the time is short, and we are careless. Stop us, O Lord, stop us upon our way, and turn us unto thee. Give us thought upon thy word of truth. Bring it in our hearts with power. Bring us safely to our places now. Remember us in this afternoon hour to help in the official duties and also in the hearing. Forgive our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. 252:4-5. O Lord, with joy my heart expands before the wonders of thy hands. Great works, Jehovah, thou hast wrought, exceeding deep thy every thought. A foolish man knows not their worth, nor he whose mind is of the earth. 2:4-5 of Psalter 250. Thank you. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.